for a vote today. We all hope coming up for a vote today will be HR1. Let's talk a little bit about energy. Let's talk a little bit about energy in Louisiana, in the Gulf South, in the Gulf of Mexico, putting Louisiana's back into work and using what we can produce. Here to talk about that is House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. Congressman Scalise, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing good, Brian. How you doing?
So it's opening day of Major League Baseball, so I'm doing very well. Actually, you're a big baseball guy as well. Are you going to have like one AirPod in the whole time things are going on the House floor?
Hey, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on both. I actually started the morning at 6 a.m. playing baseball. We got the congressional baseball game, Republicans against the Democrats. We get to play in the big league ballpark in Washington National Park, and usually there's about 20,000 people out there, so it's a lot of fun. And, you know, you got to blow off a little steam in these crazy jobs every now and then.
I would imagine so. With your own personal history, being back at it in baseball is just awesome in and of itself.
Nothing like it.
Yep.
Nothing like it.
Let's talk a little bit about HR1. Tell me as much as you can about how it impacts us here in Louisiana.
Yeah, it's a really important bill for Louisiana and for the country. I mean, we all know right now energy prices are too high since President Biden took office. You saw them going after so many different forms of American energy, canceling lease sales, which has hurt the Gulf of Mexico, making it hard to even build pipelines. And so prices have skyrocketed. Gasoline's about 50% higher today than it was when the president took office. It's also in our household electricity bills, but also in everything else you do. I mean, transportation fuels are up. Food stocks, so that means when you're going to the grocery buying food. So having smart energy policy really matters in people's pocketbooks. So the Lower Energy Costs Act, which is the bill we're bringing to the floor today, it's a bill that I'm leading with a number of other members. We have three committees that bills went through: energy and commerce, natural resources, transportation. And what we're trying to do is make it easier to produce energy in America so we don't have to be dependent on foreign countries. There's no reason we need to be getting our oil from Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, Russia, any other country. Nobody does it cleaner or better than the United States. And of course, we in South Louisiana know that. And another important point in this bill, Brian, especially for Louisiana, is that I was able to get language included that increases revenue sharing. Of course, when you drill offshore, it generates a lot of money for the federal government. Historically, that sharing of revenue, states inland get about 50%. In Louisiana, we've been able to get 37.5%. But I bring parity so that we get more money from the drilling that would occur in the Gulf of Mexico, which for us means billions more dollars to restore Louisiana's coast, because we've dedicated our oil revenue in Louisiana to coastal restoration. So it's really important for jobs, lowering costs for families, but also restoring Louisiana's coast. All that's on the floor today in the House.
Let's walk a little history here real quick, Congressman Scalise. How did revenue sharing get out of kilter in the first place? Why the disparity there from jump?
Well, you can go back to the 1950s, and unfortunately, it was one of the really dumb decisions that was made in Louisiana politics. You know, you had the federal government starting to create a revenue sharing system, and the president offered every state 37.5% offshore, 50% onshore. And Louisiana's governor said, nope, we want 75%, and got greedy and said, we're going to hold out and wouldn't support the legislation. So the president said, okay, well, then you'll get zero, because enough other states were happy to take the money, and they were able to pass the bill without Louisiana. And so Louisiana got cut out of the deal because they thought they could get a lot more than everyone else. And so we went for decades without getting a dime. We would have gotten billions and billions of dollars in Louisiana. And so finally, in the 1990s, through legislation called Gomesa, we were able to get 37.5% revenue sharing, but it's capped also. So it's limited in how much we can get compared to what other states get. And of course, we produce more energy than, you know, in terms of surely per capita than any other state. And so it's hurt our ability to get that money for coastal restoration. So I increased the percentage to give parity with other states, and I get rid of the cap. So there's no limit. If we're producing a lot more energy, then we ought to be getting the share of the revenue that we produce for the country.
We're talking with Congressman Steve Scalise about HR1, which should be coming up for a vote today. Congressman Scalise, when it comes to our track record, we have the numbers there. We have the testing there. We have the results there. We do it cleaner and more efficiently than the rest of the world. Why is that not enough to be able to say, let's keep things at home? Why is there still such a push to rely on people who would otherwise hate us?
Yeah, and, you know, I've actually been making this point. You're going to see this on the floor again later today, because there is this myth out there that somehow you're saving the planet if you don't use fossil fuels from America.
Right.
But, of course, as we all know, we need energy, and we need all energy. Wind and solar are not going to replace oil and natural gas, nuclear power. And so you need more of all kinds of energy. And if you shut off America, which President Biden has done, all it's done is made us dependent on foreign countries that we weren't dependent on prior. He was going to Putin prior to the Ukraine invasion, and President Biden begged Putin to produce more oil. Just think about this. Before the invasion of Ukraine, the United States and Europe were sending $700 million a day to Vladimir Putin to buy Russian oil. No reason for that. $700 million a day. No, we shouldn't have to buy it from him, from Saudi, from Venezuela. Iran's producing more oil because America is not open for business. And if you're worried about carbon emissions, nobody does it cleaner in the world than the United States of America. If you're bringing oil on a tanker from Venezuela, that they probably emit 40% more carbon than if you made it here in America and you don't need to put it on a tanker. You could put it in a pipeline and get it there cleaner and quicker. And it lowers the cost for families because, as we all know, energy is one of the biggest drivers of inflation right now. And inflation is really hitting lower and middle income families in the gut. We also, by the way, repeal a tax that President Biden put on natural gas. So you want to lower your household electricity bills, which are over 30% higher today than 2 years ago. Get rid of this $6 billion new tax they put on natural gas. That's immediate new money back in the pockets of low-income families.
We are talking with House Majority Leader Steve Scalise about H.R. 1. Congressman Scalise, I got to ask you about yesterday's announcement about oil leases. I feel like that announcement was nothing but political. Yesterday's announcement about the new oil, potential oil leases in the Gulf, was that a chance for Democrats to run for cover and not vote for H.R. 1?
Well, I think you're seeing the White House look for anything to try to take momentum away from this bill, mm-hmm. because for whatever reason, these folks that call themselves green on the left, and by the way, look at that. If you're talking about, hey, we want more wind and solar and electric vehicles, that's all fine and well. But over 70% of all of those materials are made in China. Why would we want to become more dependent on China? And so they're just scared to death that this bill is going to get momentum. I think you're going to see Republicans and Democrats vote for H.R. 1 today because it makes sense. Families are tired of paying more for energy, and they're tired of being dependent on foreign countries. So everything about this bill makes sense. And if we get a good vote out of the House, there's going to be pressure on Democrat senators who up until now have been able to kind of avoid this subject. They're going to have a straight-up vote. Are you for or against more American energy? It's not whether or not we get fossil fuels. It's where we get them from. We're now more dependent on foreign countries who don't have the standards we have. There's no reason for it. Let's make more things in America. And everybody's going to have that choice. I know the president said he'd veto this bill. But you know what? Yesterday, there was another bill that we passed over to the Senate about a month ago that the president said he'd veto. And he just said he would sign it today because public pressure built on him. So I think public pressure is going to build on this, too. And there's going to be a lot of momentum created when we pass this bill out of the House today.
All right. I still got a lot more to go here. I hope I can keep you for a few more minutes. Congressman Steve Scalise, our guest. You mentioned green energy. We're going to get back around to that in a minute because you mentioned the president. The White House has already said they're going to veto this bill. Chuck Schumer basically said, why bother? It's not passing the Senate. Does that sort of opposition, before it's debated in the House, does that sort of opposition firm resolve on the House side? Or like, how does that play with y'all to see that kind of, like, when it comes to checks and balances, even within the legislative, say, no, y'all stay in y'all's lane. We're going to do what we do.
But look, it fires me up even more, Brian, because first of all, when Chuck Schumer says that, he's scared to death of this bill coming over to the Senate because he knows, how do you disagree? There are people in New York, his home state, who are sick and tired of paying too much for energy. And, of course, they're paying even more because at least we produce natural gas in Louisiana. We have pipelines to move it around to other states and even export it to our friends around the world. In New York, they don't even allow pipelines to be built. So Pennsylvania next door is making a lot of natural gas. They can't even send it to New York, so they have to bring it in on tankers from foreign countries in a lot of cases. So New Yorkers are paying through the nose on energy, and Chuck Schumer is going to start hearing from his own constituents. They're saying, Chuck, You might want to get our energy from Venezuela, but we don't. We want to get it from next door in Pennsylvania, where it's going to lower our household electricity costs by 30% or more. And so let him feel the pressure of people who are fed up with really bad anti-American energy policy. We're going to show you a bill that gets our country back on track, that allows us to make more energy and other things in America. And if they want to vote against that, it's going to be on them, but they're going to have a hard time going back home and explaining a no vote on this bill.
We're talking with Congressman Steve Scalise about H.R. 1. Let's get back around to that green aspect of this. We're at a weird spot with green, especially as Republicans, where the answer isn't no, but the answer is let's do this, move forward the right way. H.R. 1 promotes all, if I'm seeing it right, promotes all types of energy. This is not a no vote for green energy. This is a move forward prudently.
Yeah, Brian, and I've always said I'm an all-of-the-above energy guy, and we back that up in this bill. We actually have language, which is another bill I'd worked on with Troy Carter from New Orleans, called the Breeze Act, and allows us to produce more windmill energy in the Gulf of Mexico. There's a lot of interest from the private sector. This is where we really have a difference. You know, a lot of folks on the left just want energy that the government is subsidizing because it's really not that cost effective right now. What I say is let the free market work. You know, we lowered carbon emissions in America with natural gas. You know, all these countries, Paris Accord, the president got us back in the Paris Accord. When we were not in the Paris Accord, we were lowering our emissions. And the countries, including France, that are in the Paris Accord were not even meeting those targets because they were unachievable. So let's do more with renewables. But you've got to advance the technology of renewables and this idea that just in 10 years you can get rid of oil and gas and replace it. It's a hoax. It's false. Mm-hmm. And yet that's what they're trying to move towards. And so they're shutting down America. Other countries are picking up the slack, and they don't have the standards we have, but they're also cartels. OPEC, you know, Venezuela, they want a high price for energy because they're running their whole country's economy off of it. America's a free market country, and we have higher standards than anybody else in the world. We should be doing more in America, not making it harder in America, which is what President Biden's done.
Couple more minutes with Congressman Steve Scalise. Okay, it's been a few years since you've been the whip, but give me a count, man. What's the over-under here?
We're going to pass the bill, and I think you're going to see almost every Republican vote for it. At most, two Republicans vote no. But on the Democrat side, we're going to get 2 to 5, maybe even more Democrats vote for the bill. The bottom line is we're going to pass the bill and send it to the Senate. It's going to be really good policy for America, and it's going to be great policy for Louisiana, both for jobs, for lower energy costs for families, and billions more over time for coastal restoration. All of that is in the lower energy cost bill today that's coming up on the floor.
He is Congressman Steve Scalise. He's House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. Man, first time on the show. I greatly appreciate your time this morning. It better not be the last, though. We got to talk to you soon.
We'll do it again, Brian. Enjoyed it. Thanks a lot. Go Tigers.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers. Absolutely.